a pipe band and police escort led dignitaries to an event in Waterford yesterday where a fatal strike a century ago sparked an annual solemn ceremony in the small town. Droves of people gathered to acknowledge the 100th anniversary of Davis Day. William Davis was shot and killed by police on June 11, 1925, during a strike organized by miners. Local New Democrat MLA Kendra Coombs recounts the events where miners, including William Davis, were protesting for better wages and safer working conditions, but police officers, including those working for the mining company, the British Empire Steel Corporation, known as BESCO, intervened using violence to subdue the crowd.
Those who marched unarmed were ordinary people who had reached their breaking point. William Davis was among them. That morning, BESCO police and the Nova Scotia Provincial Police recklessly fired 300 shots in the crowd, wounding Gilbert Watson, John McQuarrie, Barry Ryan, and Bart Concho. A horse trampled Michael O'Hanley, and tragically, William Davis was murdered. The strike of 1925 and the events of June 11th are woven into the very fabric of our being. William Davis paid the ultimate price. We owe a debt of gratitude and must remember the sacrifices made.
Davis left behind a wife and 9 children. His granddaughter, Norma McDonald, spoke at the anniversary yesterday. She paid tribute to her grandmother and other miners' wives who stood up to take care of their families.
Last month on Mother's Day, I started thinking about my grandmother, Myrtle Davis, and wondering how she must have felt at the age of 32 to be left with 9 children and 1 on the way to raise by herself. I have heard people call my grandfather a hero, and he was. Well, I think my grandmother and all the wives who were left to raise children by themselves are heroes too.
Huey MacArthur is a former Cape Breton coal miner. He worked in the mines from 1967 until 2001. He tells Coast Radio he must carry an oxygen tank everywhere he goes because he has trouble breathing now as he developed a black lung from his work as a miner. He comes to Davis Day every year and remembers another tragic mining event that he witnessed firsthand.
After about a year in the coal mine, not even a year, it's 1968. We're cleaning off the wall and we got on the back of this empty trip going out, and all of a sudden we got out to the landing and we heard a big pile of dust coming back at us. We weren't sure what happened. I jumped off the rake, being the youngest guy to hold the rake, for the rest of the men to go up out of the mine. Lo and behold, the diesel drivers, after hitting the diesel outside, dragging him up on a rail, come out and drug him up on the top of his own diesel and killed him instantly. It was an awful... I ran out and I ran back in. I knocked 2 or 3 guys over running back in because I didn't really expect to see that.
MacArthur says he's honored that so many people come to the event every year, and he especially enjoys the performance of a choir of former miners known as the Men of the Deeps. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.